There was a lass, her name was Nelly, and she was brought up in Bristol town, and every young man liked her well, because she was of a lovely brown. Of courtship they were wondrous free, and every one cried, Nelly's for me. But yet to the bargain she would not agree, for Nelly was loath for to lie with a man. Her father was of good report, although not with much riches blessed, he with good persons did consort and bore it out amongst the best. His Nelly was his only joy, for he was father of never a boy. To get her a portion he'll do what he can, but Nelly was loath for to lie with a man. A brisk young gallant to her came, and courted Nelly to be his bride. It seems he was a cock of the game, for he was all to get up and ride. He gave her bracelets and fine things, he gave her gloves and he gave her rings, and he wooed her to walk to the Silver Springs. But Nelly was loath for to lie with a man. A spruce young tailor came to woo, and said her beauty did him bewitch. But she said with him she'd no mind to do, she told him he could not go through stitch. He cut such capers in a heart of drink, to make the coin in his pockets chink. But she fancied he did of cabbage stink, for Nelly was loath for to lie with a man. A late disbanded officer came in with his sword and periwig, and he, like a cunning sophister, asked Nell if she would with a soldier lig. For she told him she thought his means was short, and something else that should shew her sport, and therefore he should not storm her fort, for Nelly was loath for to lie with a man. The next that came was a man of law, a pettifogger they did him call, but in his plea she found a flaw, for she did hear that he had spent all. He bid her not disdain his suit, for at her bar he could not be mute. He hoped ere long to have a recruit, but Nelly was loath for to lie with a man. Then came a lusty seaman bold, intending to furl Nelly's flag, and in her lap he flung good gold, and of his valor he did much brag. He showed her all his wounds and scars, but those he had got Venus wars. He kept to himself for fear of jars, for Nelly was loath for to lie with a man. In came a man in a homely weed, and he an usurer seemed to be. He thought with Nelly that he might speed, because he had gold and silver free. But he was stricken well in age, which made fair Nelly to presage that she with the palsy would not engage, for Nelly was loath for to lie with a man. A farmer's son came next in place, who thought young Nelly's ground to till, but his behavior did him disgrace. He could not work her to his will. He told her of his sheep and cows, of horses, oxen, and of plows, and of what more the Lord God knows, but Nelly was loath for to lie with a man. A doctor came to give Nelly a pill, with compliments he was prepared, but she, like a cunning gypsy still, securely stood upon the guard. With many more too long to tell, who came to court this bonny Nell, but she was for one that did excel, for Nelly was loath for to lie with a man. At length a gallant of renown, who was with riches well possessed, he with her beauty was smitten down, and thought to have her he should be blessed. She fancied him above all other, and with consent of father and mother, she yielded love which she could not smother, for Nelly was willing to lie with a man. Now Nelly's made a lady bright, and hath all things at her command, for she hath married a worthy knight, with stately buildings and good land. You see she wanted not for wit, but every humor she could fit, which made her a fortune for to get. Nelly was loath to lie with a man.